Seniors at the University of Rochester's Hagem School of Engineering and Applied Sciences have spent much of the school year in problem-solving mode. Students have partnered with local companies to solve real-world engineering problems in the fields of medicine, alternative energy, optics, and communications. Wayne Knox, the Associate Dean of Education and New Initiatives, joins us now to talk more about the students' innovations that are on display today as part of the Hagem School Design Day. Dean Knox, thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning.
You have some interesting items on display from the student projects this morning. A device that detects air bubbles in the heart?
Yes, that's right. It's one of the many projects. We have 45 teams are going to be exhibiting today and showing their projects from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. And if the public is interested, we'd like to have them come and see the projects. And yes, and we have another team has developed a robot that wanders around your floor or in a hospital floor and could sterilize bacteria, kill bacteria using ultraviolet light. Another team has developed an imaging system that could be used for detecting skin cancer in the very early stages without having to poke a needle into you and pull out your skin, you know.
Well, that does sound promising.
It sounds, great. I would like it, yeah.
I understand there's also a portable turbine that provides power via a USB connection.
Right, and this is a great example of the breadth of design that we have going on. That's a project that is handed to electrical engineering students or mechanical engineering students, and you know, clearly it's one of those projects that goes across the boundaries of electrical and mechanical engineering, and it's a very challenging little thing. If you imagine you had your cell phone, you're sitting on the beach, and there's lots of wind, you could just plug it right in and charge your cell phone up, right? So it would be a nice thing to have.
Wow, that's incredible. Will any of these innovations make their way to market for sale? I know that students in the past, and we've interviewed them here on the show, have had inventions, discoveries that they've come up with, and they've actually created businesses around them.
Yeah, that's right. And I actually remember once, certainly it's going to happen. We don't expect every project to do that. In fact, honestly, we don't expect very many projects to actually make it out in the marketplace because these are early days. I remember one research manager saying that if he heard of 100 different ideas, maybe 10 of them were worth patenting, and maybe one of them would make some money for his company. So, you know, that's the way it is in the real world. And that's why we're so excited about this whole design process here. And we do make it a central part of our engineering curriculum because the students really have a taste of what it's like to get an idea for a project from a customer. And then they meet with that customer all, you know, pretty much the whole senior year, and they have a chance to try to respond to the customer's needs and really make it work. And it's pretty challenging. By the way, they're also taking a lot of classes at the same time.
I understand there's a guest speaker today from NASA.
Right, yeah, that's right. Lee Feinberg was an optics graduate here in 1987, and he went off and is now the NASA Optical Telescope Element Manager, working on the James Webb Space Telescope, which you may know is the successor to the Hubble Telescope. And you know that there was a big problem with the Hubble Space Telescope that was a very, very expensive repair mission. And so Lee is in charge of making sure there's no mistakes on this one. And several of our Rochester optics professors are on the quality management team also. Yeah, so he's talking this morning about what it's like to be a student and learning all this and then going off and doing great things in the real world. And he'll be a very inspiring speaker for our students this morning.
And so, as you mentioned, this design day is open to the public at the Hagem School?
Yes, sir. So starting at 10 o'clock this morning, if people know where the building, this is our relatively new building we built in 2007. It's the Robert B. Gergen Building for Biomedical Engineering and Optics. On the ground floor, we will have the projects of biomedical engineering, optics, and chemical engineering. On the second floor, we'll have electrical and computer engineering and computer science. And then the second floor will be filled with mechanical engineering projects. So it's really going to be quite an extravaganza. And we do invite the public to come and come take a look and meet the students and see what they're working on.
All right. Dean Knox, thank you for joining us.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Associate Dean Wayne Knox of the University of Rochester.